Wisconsin is one of 11 states that have what a Virginia Mental Health Group characterizes as a severe shortage of public hospital beds for psychiatric patients. The Treatment Advocacy Center suggests 50 beds per 100,000 people. Wisconsin has less than half that. Dr. Rod Miller is mental health manager for the state. He says the number of psychiatric beds does not always match the number of patients, but he says the shortage is not severe.
Clearly we've seen a decrease, and I think it is part of the whole move away from institutional services to community, which is a good move, but it is perhaps possible that the pendulum, if you will, has swung too far in the other direction.
Dr. Miller says a good portion of those brought in for acute psychiatric care come by squad car. Not all those need to be admitted, though.
We found that many of our admissions are the so-called emergency detentions, where the police are called in, have to take the individual to the hospital because there is an acute situation. But if good crisis alternatives exist in the community, we found in those counties that have developed those services that we can decrease the number of admissions to inpatient psychiatric beds.
The state of Wisconsin operates two mental health facilities at Mendota and Winnebago. The federal government has veteran hospitals offering psychiatric care in Madison, Milwaukee, and Tama. The national report listed only one state as having the suggested number of beds. That was Mississippi. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.